Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 47 for December 19th, 2009. A little cranking and a little buzzing. This episode of This Week in Fun is brought to you by the new voice-activated Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music and podcast search, and turn-by-turn navigation, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Well, hello, everyone out there. Welcome to another edition of This Week in Fun. We're on episode 47. I'm Sarah Lane, joined as always by my good friend, confidant, Martin Sargent. Martin, how are you?
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Martin, you didn't sound very good. Have you been ill?
I have a cold. I'm a little under the weather. I'm eating my chicken soup here. And
why does your chicken soup sound crunchy?
Drinking lots of juice.
Really? Is it laced with anything? I mean, are you at least drinking? You know, whiskey. This is something that my Irish grandfather.
Well, that's what I started to think about last night, and I didn't go out to the bar, but I started to mix up these things with this brandy, this Christian Brothers brandy. As you can
Christian
see.
Brothers. Yeah. Well,
this stuff is a deal. It's like $5.99 for this whole bottle.
Well, it's because it's Jesus juice. That's why.
I didn't cough, sneeze, or anything until the morning.
The Irish, they say, you sick, you have a couple shots of some good Bushmills, wake up well.
Yeah, it works.
Wake up.
I don't know about the wake it up well part.
But I don't know about the Christian Brothers period of time,
the period of time when you're goosed up on it. You feel great.
But it clears you out. It's medicine.
It's vodka awful. Too. Awesome, I mean.
Vodka's like awful. I mean awesome.
It's not awesome. Sorry, I did not mean to blaspheme.
So Martin, this is going to be a fun, exciting show. Because I got to leave right at 3 today. Because I'm going to go to an Avatar screening this afternoon. With a bunch of
Avatar. I have to leave early.
I thought that you'd be excited for me. I get to go
not
to see
excited
this
for you.
This exciting
Why
movie.
I
would
be excited. I was so excited for you when you got to go to Paris.
I'm really excited for you
that you get to go to
friends.
Avatar. And I'm really excited for myself because I feel like ass sitting here with my chicken soup.
Well, Martin, I'm sorry. Maybe you would like me to illegally record the movie while I'm in the theater. And then I can show you later.
I don't even want to see Avatar.
Fern Gully in space. Neither do I. But I'm curious. You know, everybody says it's really great. And it's like,
I was shocked.
After a while, I've got to start believing that there's some redeeming qualities, right?
I mean, it's basically A's across the board.
I know. It's confounding, really. I don't know how
this
moves.
My theory is this, Sarah. If
Excuse
I
me?
Recall, Titanic wasn't universally adored critically, and then it turned out to be the biggest grossing movie of all time. Critics don't want to make the same mistake.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's
I can see that.
A terrible
you know,
theory.
I remember
There's
when I saw Titanic at the Presidio Theater down on Chestnut Street.
Oh, you going to that one?
No, that was when I saw Titanic in 1999 or whenever it was. I was just taking a trip down memory lane and you weren't there with me. Whatever. So
you know
Martin,
what,
I'm
though?
Sorry that you're
when
sick.
When I saw Titanic, Sarah, I pictured that it was you and me at the bow of that boat.
Yeah. Being feeling like the king and queen of the world.
Yeah, I watched it alone.
I imagined that it was the two of us, huh?
Like just,
I didn't even know you in 1999. So that's even weirder.
Yeah.
It was like, it was just the idea of me that you liked.
You were great that night.
Thank you. I've heard that before. I'm a good fantasy.
I hope you're a good fantasy because you're terrible in reality.
Oh, whatever. You love me. So what's going on in the world this week?
Yeah, a bunch of garbage. I've been sick. I was hoping that you were keeping up with this stuff.
Are you kidding me? I've been editing myself at Current all week. Finally getting some Current videos back. You know, I'm getting back into the game for some time for the holidays. I've been sort of under the radar.
Put in about 8-9 hours over there at Current HQ this week.
No. That's weird. God, you're such a hater. You know, one day when you have a job again and I make fun of you for how hard you work.
Excuse me. I'll tell you what's going on in the world, Sarah.
All right. Please do. Or I fall asleep.
Don't text while driving. We know that, right?
I've seen that British PSA. If I ever texted before, I'll never do it again. That's for sure.
Well, now there's something else that you got to think about. Don't text while drive-by-ing. Don't commit a drive-by while texting.
A drive-by shooting.
Yes, like this kid in Des Moines, Iowa tried to do.
Wait a second. This guy in Des Moines, Iowa is trying to drive-by shoot somebody, like murder them.
But his ex-girlfriend. At the same time. His ex-girlfriend who was at a party.
Probably
and decided to go by there and commit a drive-by, shoot the place up.
You know, just to prove a point.
Right before he's going to, you know, pop.
This is the guy? Wow, that's not what I expected him to look like.
Why not? What were you expecting him to look like, Sarah?
I expected him to seem more like
gangsta. Thuggy.
That guy looks like he like would sit in a library all day.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he would, you know, help me with my math homework.
I believe he's Thai. His last name is Thamarath.
That sounds Thai. Yeah. Well, anyway, he was upset.
So he decides that he's going to do a drive-by where his ex-girlfriend is partying, probably with some guy. So he sends her a text that says, "You better be ducking." Smiley face emoticon, ha ha ha.
And then shoots.
Now here's the problem with this little plan. Although it might have felt very good at the time. The problem with doing something like that is it might not have been possible. They might have caught him.
Yeah.
If they could somehow trace the bullet to him.
Right.
But with the text, they know exactly who did it.
And, you know, the timing of the whole thing, everything's time stamped. It's people just don't think these things through anymore.
No, they don't.
You know?
And it's what like, I'm most concerned
the last
about,
thing you
Sarah,
want, isn't the point of a drive-by to take people by surprise? I'm not advocating drive-by shootings, but a good drive-by shooter isn't going to say, "Hey, man, better duck. I'm about to shoot." That defeats the purpose.
He should have bought like a black market phone.
Yeah.
He should have bought a phone on the street in order to do this.
Like Tony Soprano. He uses those, you know, those prepaids.
There you go.
Then he could just chuck it out the window. And then all she could have really said is like, "That seems like something that he would have said. They don't know." And then they'll find it at the bottom of the Des Moines Hudson River equivalent type of a thing with a cement block attached to it.
I wonder if he had unlimited texting or if this cost him like 20 cents.
He probably has some sort of a modest data plan.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, there's no point in telling somebody you better be ducking while you're driving by if it's going to cost you another 20 cents, right? Now, see, to me, that kid looks... He just doesn't look like a drive-by shooter, but maybe, maybe I ought to be more careful about the people I'm crossing, you know, streets next to. Maybe anyone's capable. Even the guy who helped me with my math homework.
The scariest thing about this whole thing, of course, is it is so reckless to text anything when you're driving. I think that's the real takeaway from this.
Yeah, I think if there's any moral to this particular TWIF story, TWIF Army, and all of you good folks at home, is that whether you are going to try to shoot up a house party or just let your mother know you're going to be 5 minutes late for dinner, pull over first.
Pull over.
Just pull over.
For God's sake.
Yeah, just pull over.
The life you save, you know, could be your own.
Or someone else's. For gosh darn sakes. Or someone else's.
Wouldn't it have been ironic if the person, the girl that he was intending to kill in the drive-by, while he was texting, he took his eyes off the road and hit, struck and killed her in his vehicle?
But she's in the party.
What if she stepped out of the party for a cigarette?
In the street?
Was playing Frisbee in the Frisbee went in the street.
Your story is so outlandish, I can't even go along
with it.
People
play Frisbee some places. Des Moines a big Frisbee place.
Yeah. I'm sure if someone threw a Frisbee, she'd go running after it, and he would have hit her. That would have been ironic.
You're an idiot.
Meta. Two of them, you're an idiot. Jesus. What's the matter with you? Just because you're sick and I get to go to an Avatar screening does not mean you
can't think anything through.
I can't. It's true. I don't really think anything very well.
Listen, I'm really good at these crime things. I know all about this stuff.
Let's talk about fat people.
You can't even spell CSI. Fat people? You want to do fat people? Let's do it. Fat people are always fun.
Kind of nice.
Apparently, if you're a fat person, you can get out of getting a DWI.
Now, DWI.
DUI.
DWI is what they call a, you know, driving while drunk on the East Coast and I think part of the Midwest. Out here, it's DUI, driving under the influence, but it's all the same thing, right?
Correct.
It's you're drunk, you got behind the wheel. That's what a DWI is.
Now, one would think that it's because, well, if you're really obese, it just takes a lot more for you to get drunk. It's like, you know, it's like trying to gas up a Winnebago. It takes forever.
Sure. Takes forever. Well, you got a lot of, you know, it's the blubber.
Right.
It's it absorbs.
This is different though. This is different. This has to do with
his actual. Yeah, I was sure it was the I'm fat, I can have seven beers defense.
Apparently, there are laws protecting the obese that says if you are obese, then you cannot be asked to perform certain field sobriety tests, such as the one where you have to walk heel to toe, you know, like the tightrope thing.
Yeah, I've done that.
Because if you're obese, you're going to be at a disadvantage, or so the thinking goes.
Wait a second. Wait just one mother freaking second. So drunk fat person, morbidly obese, gets behind the wheel, endangering themselves and anyone around them, gets pulled over by the cops. And because it would be unfair to ask them to stand and do some motor skills exercises, like putting one foot in front of the other, because what? It's going to embarrass them. That means there's a legal loophole here.
The cop could ask him to do a pirouette. He could ask him to do whatever he wants, but it's not going to be admissible in court.
Well, yeah, but walking with one foot in front of the other is a good way to figure out if somebody's drunk.
But
if you can't do that anyway, then
like
they
asking
give him a
somebody,
what you know, year is this? No, really, what year is it? I have no idea. Breathalyzer. That's tech. Bring on the tech. The obese people do not get off scot-free. Not in my world, Charlie. Or Marty.
What, they want more tech?
I say bring on the tech. Obese people are not riding around endangering my unborn children that aren't even glimmers in my eye.
We gotta talk. There's not enough tech talk on this network already, Sarah.
With all the other shows. Wow, I thought we were gonna bypass that whole thing, but I guess we're not. Yeah, no, this isn't really a tech show.
That other garbage. That's all they talk about: the defragging and the repartitioning. Oh,
the rerun that was on before we started today was Leo and Amber and some kid named Merlin Mann talking about websites.
The only thing that would have made it worse, Gibson was there.
Talking about email and how to handle email.
Oh,
I mean, I vomited all over myself. I'm sitting in my own sick. And Gibson, don't even get me started on Gibson. You know. The more security you talk about, the less secure I think you really are. I think you're just a paranoid man, is what I think. Nobody's trying to get into your firewall, Gibson. Wake up.
Anyway, just had to get that off my chest.
I felt
people this show's about. Obesity can get you out of a DWI.
Well, I better start eating. All I can do is lose weight now because of my stupid medication. So I guess I'm going to jail anytime I drink and drive, which I do not.
Poor you.
No, poor me.
There's a restaurant in China. It's called the Toilet Restaurant.
That's disgusting. Why would they call it that? Is it like a...
Because you sit on toilets.
Boston Translation thing?
No, you sit on toilets when you're eating. Things that are served in what look like little toilet bowls, and they're shaped in the shape of feces. That's why they call it a toilet restaurant.
But are they actual... are your pants around your ankles? Are you like going to the bathroom during your dinner? It's just a cute ha-ha, we're sitting on toilets?
That's all it is.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, not that I particularly want to dine with other patrons when we're all on actual toilets, but at least I would be impressed by that. Somebody else had the guts to do it. What is the deal with toilets anyway? You know, there's a lot of toilet themes going on in, I guess, Japan more than China, but why? You know, everybody poops. That's been established. Somebody wrote a book about it. You know? Ha ha, toilet. Would you go to the toilet restaurant, Martin? Martin?
Yes, I would. I mean, I refer to my kitchen as the toilet restaurant, Sarah.
Okay, that's weird. I don't really get that.
I don't know if I would go to it. I just thought that you would like that.
I don't know. I like a toilet. If I need a toilet, I like there to be one nearby. Otherwise, I'm not a big like toilet theme person. I don't need to go to a restaurant and be like, hee hee, everything looks like poo and toilets. I'd probably go though if I was in the area. Beijing.
If you're hungry. Food's supposed to be good. One of the most popular dishes called our famed constipation. It is made from deep fried potato. I don't really understand. I don't know if it's all translating properly.
Deep fried potato sounds like a French fry.
Exactly.
Which reminds me that I wish I was still in France.
Yeah. Bet you do.
France. Yes, I do. I'm sorry, I admit it. San Francisco, the shine is off. I'll be back in...
Really?
Paris. Kinda. It was really nice. Had a good time. I mean, I love it here, as you know. It's old fog town. We love it.
Yeah.
You and I have lived here a long time. But I think Paris, it would be really rad in for a variety of reasons. Passion. The foin. The fromage. I'd have to learn French, though. Because all I really do is offend people. What else is going on?
Do you hear? This was all over the news. This choir director who took... 40 of her students to Hooters for lunch.
Did she say it was because they had amazing wings? Because that's what the guys always tell me when they go to Hooters. They go, Sarah, seriously, they have amazing wings.
No, she just was actually a woman who it wasn't even a male teacher.
No, but
she said that the reason they went there was because they could accommodate a group that size. But she got suspended. She got fired.
Hooters isn't topless. I mean,
I know it's just Hooters. I don't understand this. I believe
restaurant chain, you know,
they don't even have bare legs. They have to wear these creepy
nylon
stockings. Have you ever been?
Well,
in
you know
a Hooters?
Why? You know why? Because it hides cellulite and bruises. That's why. That's a little tip from me to you.
They should call Hooters the toilet restaurant.
I mean, it looks like a toilet to me. I've never eaten at Hooters, so I cannot say anything.
The wings are not good, by the way. I know wings. I know
wings. Well, I know. I thought that you would either corroborate some of my male friend's story.
They're breaded. You don't bread wings. Unless it's as part of a fried chicken. That's different.
Well,
but if you're going to like a bar atmosphere and you want to get an order of chicken wings, they should not be breaded.
So, I mean, Hooters is on par with TGI Fridays, right?
No. There. Way down.
Oh, really?
Way
it's worse.
Down. Oh, it's bad.
Well, bad or not, I'm not quite sure why a choir director who took them to I'm sure if there's teenage boys in the choir, they were looking at some boobies. But I mean, girls wear tight shirts all the time.
I don't think it's I went to the Hooters once here because I wanted to try the wings. Some friends of mine went down in Fisherman's Wharf. We sat in this wing club. We would fly around going trying different wings around city here. We go to that Hooters. They're terrible. These girls, they didn't have they weren't really well endowed women. It was just, they're all women. They weren't even really attractive, frankly.
Whether they're well endowed or not, I mean, they're still wearing tight clothing, right? I mean,
they wear like these kind of short shorts. But then they may as well not be wearing the short shorts because then they're wearing like these sort of brown leggings. It's very strange.
It's hiding the cellulite and the bruises. The blotchiness of reality. I would do the same thing if I worked at Hooters.
Hooters, people don't go there to get turned on, do they? That's a chat room. I mean, you go to Hooters like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at IRC. What's going on in IRC? I'm sure that there's a lot of Hooters fans in there. Sarah looks like she's finally recovering while Martin looks like he's getting worse. Thank you. F565. Martin actually is legitimately sick. I was burning the candle at both ends, as they say. So everybody pretty much says either they've never been to a Hooters, they don't know why people go to Hooters, or Hooters is terrible.
People go to Hooters. I mean, I think that Hooters even has a children's menu. That just shows you that it's okay to bring young kids in there.
Well, it's not. I mean, they're not doing anything. You know, I don't think it's a big deal.
No, they're not giving you lap dances.
No, nobody's rubbing themselves on
you. There's no stripper pole.
You know, I mean, that might make Hooters a little bit more fun. I mean, Hooters is it's like an owl mascot, you know?
It's a sports bar.
It's a sports bar. Calm down, everyone. That choir director got robbed. She really did. And I hope that she sues. What
you're not politically active, maybe this is an issue that'll get you fired up, people. Save the choir director. It's a choir director.
Save the choir director. They were probably, doing
they're probably coming back from a senior citizen home spreading some joy.
Yeah, and they do, and somebody was complaining, I've got really low blood sugar, Mrs. Choir director. Can we stop, please? I'm diabetic. And she goes, oh, fine. Let's just stop at Hooters. That's easy. And now she's fired.
Maybe I'll get a job.
And all she wanted was to bring a little glee to the world. Well, Obama should hear about this.
Think Hooters would hire me?
I don't know what you want to do at Hooters.
A server.
You just want to... have dude servers, do they?
That's discrimination.
But I don't think they do. Right?
That's discrimination.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I don't know any men who work at Hooters. Maybe behind the bar. That's where you'd want to be anyway. Sure, you should apply. I'm behind you 100%. I think they got a Hooters down by Fisherman's Wharf. Godspeed.
Somebody in the chat room just said that somebody on King of the Hill did that.
What? Put you in a Hooters office?
Dale Gribble from King of the Hill got a job at Hooters. So I guess it's
been proven. Wow, that is fascinating and relevant.
There is precedent here. let's talk about sex. Let's try to save this show.
All right. I'm ready to talk about some sex.
Before we talk about sex, we want you to stick around with that. Let's talk about something that's really, really sexy, shall we?
Okay.
The new Ford Sync.
Now, why is the new Ford Sync so incredibly sexy, Martin?
It's unbelievable. It's a thing in your car. It's voice activated, hands-free calling. You can find and play music and podcasts, all hands-free. You get the turn-by-turn navigation. You get access to real-time traffic.
And you can call your friends.
You get the weather. You could do anything. It's like having a mobile
date center. You can call Leo 400 times without ever having to take your hands off the wheel. Amazing. And it's cute, too. You called it a thing in your car, but it's a pretty sexy little techie thing.
Exclusively available on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles, which are wonderful vehicles. I'm thinking about getting a Lincoln.
You really are, aren't you?
I am. SyncMyRidePodcast.com. That's where you want to go for all the details. SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Do yourself a favor. Go there now.
You should go to SyncMyRidePodcast.com, though, because they also have instructions on how you can... can learn more about the Ford Sync. And after the drive-by shooting text debacle that we talked about earlier in the show, it kind of ties into this nicely. If he had just had a Ford Sync, he could have just called her up hands-free and said, "Hey, man, you should duck." No, he was texting, which is dangerous.
Now on to the sex part. It's sort of green sex.
Green sex?
Yes. You know, in honor of what's going on over there in Copenhagen.
Oh, climate change kind of green stuff.
Yeah. Excuse me. A company has come out with what they're calling a green vibrator.
Okay. I assume they don't mean the color green. Because why would it matter?
No. You know, a muscle massager.
Sure. Yeah, it's for your back, you know, when you get the knots in your back.
You're sore. I had no idea about this, but the global sex toy industry, do you know how much it's worth? Do you know how many dollars worth of sex toys they sell worldwide each year? Take a stab at that figure.
Like, in the world?
In the world.
40 million.
No, way higher.
$40 billion.
Well, a little lower. $15 billion worth of sex toys.
Oh my god!
Are sold globally every year.
What? But I mean, okay.
This is a good business to be in. We're in the wrong business.
People are not telling the truth. If that number is accurate, boy, do people keep things under wraps, because I swear, only a small number of my friends and, you know, general social circle admit to those sorts of things.
Admit to it.
I don't see what the problem is, personally.
Okay, then. What, you want to tell some stories? Huh?
Well, I don't want to get into any details. I'm just saying, I'm no stranger to...
Well, if you think about all the sex toys that are sold every year for the tune of $15 billion, many of which are powered by batteries, right?
Yes.
Well,
right.
Depending on how long does it usually take before you have to change the batteries in a vibrator?
Depends on I don't know. It depends on how, you know, are you using Duracell? Are they rechargeable? I mean, I don't know. Maybe the batteries corrode and the whole thing goes to crap and you got to go down to Good Vibrations and buy another one and it's all embarrassing.
That would be a very bad thing if the batteries in your vibrator corroded. Like while you're using
I've seen it happen.
You've seen it happen?
No, not during.
Like mid-insertion?
No! By the way, oh my God, we're not talking about this anymore. We're not talking about my personal opinion on this anymore. I'm not talking about insertion with you. That is just disgusting.
Well, this company in Ireland has come out with a green vibrator, which solves all these problems. It's got a crank on it. It's got a crank. So before you want to, you know,
do that.
You get geared up a little bit more for it. And if you crank it for 4 minutes, crank your vibrator. I'm guessing that this is the motion that one would make when you're cranking a vibrator.
I'm sure it's something like that.
God, Martin. Excuse me. I know, it sounds terrible. I apologize, everyone. I'm off today. Then you can use it for 30 minutes.
So 4 minutes of some cranking and then 30 minutes of just some kind of laying back and enjoying the ride. I feel like that could be worth it. You know, it sounds like those like the emergency flashlights that they have.
Yeah, crank, or the radios.
You know, yeah, or the radios. We used to sell those at one of these earthy stores I used to work at.
Yeah, they always give them away like during NPR pledge drives.
Right. Awesome. So, but it's for a vibrator. I think it's a great idea.
It's wonderful.
You want to have a good time, be green, do a little cranking, and then a little buzzing, and, you know, take a nap and go about your day. It's cool. Totally into that.
No harm, no foul.
Not at all.
You know, before, I suppose before there was a little bit of sin involved because of the environment. Now it's totally blameless.
It is truly one of the most special gifts one can give to oneself without hurting anyone else.
There you go.
Unless you have like some weird masturbation problem, and then maybe you are hurting other people,
or you're holding out on your partner.
Right. Ooh, that would suck. No, honey, not tonight. I'd rather be with myself again. That would suck. I've never heard that before. I'm sure it happens. So that's out of the way.
We only have 10 minutes left. Why don't we just play Tweet Beat?
That sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
Let's play Tweet Beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent, it's time for Tweet Beat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweet Beat?
2 weeks in a row, I've been doing the Tweet Beat dance and really banged my elbow. Hey, everyone, it's time to play the game the whole internet's buzzing about. It is, of course, called Tweet Beat. Sarah, let me explain to you how we play this game. I'm going to give you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you need to do is tell me which one of those two words or phrases has been tweeted the most times over the past 24 hours, or in the parlance of the game, has the loudest tweet beat. Do you understand the rules?
Martin, I think I understand the rules. I think I do.
Good. Yes. Then let's play Tweet Beat. What would you like to play?
Well, you know, last week, I was not in the city, and you and Molly had taken a romantic drive off the coast. Point is, we were in different places, so we weren't able to play for drinks, and it was kind of sad. So now that I'm back in town, I know you're not feeling so good. But who knows? Maybe you'll turn this thing around, and we could play for drinks.
Maybe what I need is a hot toddy.
Maybe what?
Maybe I need a hot toddy.
Maybe you do. Hot toddy. It works 100% of the time. Never mind. I messed that joke up. It was from Anchorman. I do the Sex Panther joke. 40% of the time, it works all the time.
I know the kid who bought the rights to Sex Panther cologne.
There's somebody who did that?
Yeah. Pete.
I can't believe the studio didn't work that out beforehand.
Well, she paid a lot of money for it. He also bought the rights to Brondo. Brondo from the movie Brondo. Anyway, let's play Tweet Beat.
Okay.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Embattled golfer or still smells sulfur? Embattled golfer or still smells sulfur?
Sulfur, like rotten egg sulfur?
Yes, like fire and brimstone sulfur.
Ugh, gross. Embattled golfer. Gee, I wonder who that could be. Boy, is he a freak, isn't he? Wow. Crazy ambient sex.
Learning a lot about Tiger.
I had no idea people had crazy ambient sex. I thought that they went to sleep.
Crazy ambient sex?
One of the girls
said that
she and Tiger, in the last week or so, that she and Tiger had crazy Ambien sex. Like they would take Ambien and then have crazy sex. I don't know how that works because when I take Ambien, I fall asleep and I'm usually down for about 9 hours. So it's like corpse sex or something. I don't know. Who knows? Embattled golfer or still smells like sulfur. Still smells like sulfur. Embattled golfer. See, I think it still smells like sulfur. I don't think they're calling him embattled golfer. I think they're calling him, you know, Tiger or Cheetah or whatever it is they're doing.
And what is it about the phrase still smells sulfur that would make you guess that?
Because there must have been a sulfur... the winds must have changed somewhere and people must have smelled sulfur and it really bothered them. That's why I'm choosing it.
That's exactly correct. Specifically, Hugo Chavez, who said that after Barack Obama finished speaking in Copenhagen, who said that he can still smell sulfur, referring to the fact that he referred to President Bush as Satan. So he was saying that Obama is still sort of a little satanic and therefore he could smell the sulfur on him. So it was a quote from Hugo Chavez that he still smells the sulfur. Judges?
Final answer.
You're correct.
Well, how about that?
Correct.
As be one for one.
Very good.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you. Winds have changed, but they haven't changed enough, Mr. Chavez.
Somebody in the chat room just said, wipe your face, Martin. So I got like orange juice pulp on me. I'm such a mess. I'm so sick.
Web4895 in the chat room. So it's trying to say that I sound sexually deprived, but he doesn't know how to spell anything. You can spell that.
I should have canceled today's show. I apologize to everyone.
Okay. I'm glad that you're going to survive, but I am sorry that you're under the weather. It's a crappy place to be.
It is. And I never get sick. All right. Here is your next challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? Avatar for the win. Or conjoined twin. Avatar for the win, and of course that's Avatar FTW versus conjoined twin. Oh, if you must know, I perform these metrics around 12 noon today, our time.
Yeah, I must know that because it helps me calculate my results. Conjoined twin singular or conjoined twins plural?
conjoined twin is what I said. However, if you're going to do a search on conjoined twin, anything referring to conjoined twins would also contain conjoined
because
twins.
Because it so contains twin. Ah, yes. The search. Avatar FTW or conjoined twin. Well, people are crazy for Avatar. This much I know. The FTW, can we please retire that phrase?
Please.
My gosh. Please. Please, please, please. It's right up there with LOL. but that aside, Avatar FTW, I believe that a lot of people have said that because, you know, we're nerds, let's be honest. And conjoined twin, I don't know, one of them died or there's got to be something that happened. So I'm going to go see Avatar in about an hour. So I might eat popcorn. That makes me happy. Also makes me really bloated. The salt.
Might eat popcorn? You're going to eat popcorn.
Yes, I said
you
have that. Never,
you said might eat popcorn.
I said I will eat popcorn.
Okay. Just wanted to make that clear.
I know
clear.
What I said. All right. Let's go with conjoined twin. I have no good reason for it. I'm choosing what I don't think is right in hopes that I will be right because I don't trust myself. That's what I'm doing right now. Conjoined twin for the win. Final answer. Let's do
this. Final answer?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I. Judges! You would be correct if there was any news at all this week about a conjoined twin.
Oh, mother effer.
So it's Avatar for the win.
Why don't I listen to myself? Why don't I trust myself?
You have been tricked in my honeypot.
Honeypot. I haven't thought about that in a while. Remember the honeypots?
Yeah.
Oh, the honeypots. Leo Laporte was very interested in honeypots for a while, as I recall. Boy,
that's all you heard coming out of that guy's mouth. It was honeypot this. Oh, okay. So here's the final.
Okay.
The final
so I'm one
challenge.
For two. This is the tiebreaker.
This is the tiebreaker. Which has a louder tweet beat? Meryl Streep or not enough sleep? Meryl Streep or not enough sleep?
Got to be Meryl Streep. I was just reading about her last night. She's in this new movie with Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin. She's 60 and fabulous. The woman is, you know, she's like the greatest actress of our time. Got to be Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep. This one is easy for me. It's Meryl.
People never
Meryl.
Tweet about not
Meryl.
Getting it. Final.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'd do her. What? Who said that?
You do Meryl Streep.
Yes, final answer. Totally. Are you kidding me? Come on. It's Meryl Streep.
God, I wish we had more time to discuss this.
Oh, yeah.
Judges!
No, I don't think there's any. Let's just leave it at that.
You are correct.
Okay. Looks like Sarah's drinking tonight. Woo! Didn't think I would otherwise. Woohoo! Boy, am I relieved. I get me some drinks from the sickie.
I have a lot of business going out to a bar again tonight. hey, everyone. Hi. I want to apologize for sounding like crap and not being the best host today, but thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. We got to run so Sarah can get the Avatar. Until
don't
then.
Hate. Congratulate.
Have fun. I don't think we're going to see any of these people until after the holidays, right?
I don't know. Are we not doing a show next week?
Isn't next Friday on... Is that Christmas?
I don't know. I have no idea. Let me look. Yeah, next Friday's Christmas Day.
Next Friday's Christmas Day. We won't be doing a show.
Nobody's going to be in the studio.
And then the following Friday, I think, is New Year's Day. So that's not going to be a show. So I guess we're not going to see you guys for 2 weeks.
Glad to leave you at such a great show. We could do shows on other days. I'd rather not go darker.
Let's try to squeeze one in. Let's try to squeeze one in. That'd be fun.
Or rub one out. One of the two.
Whoa.
Or both. Or both. Actually, I don't want to do anything with you with that cough.
Yeah,
and I'm sure your poor fiance doesn't want to either.
She's not even here. She left. Everyone.
Boy, is she rethinking this, all of this. Okay, so yeah.
Don't get sick.
Yeah, don't get sick. Everybody have a wonderful holiday. We'll see you when we see you.